This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What to do with dead retail space is a question for local governments across the country. A bulldozer is an uninspiring way to deal with an empty JCPenney. What about turning it into affordable housing? A bill in the California legislature addresses this. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Even if the Macy's is well past its prime and the Cinnabon line no longer wraps around the food court, a fading mall will often have a powerful defender.
From cities who don't really want to let go of that sales tax revenue.
David Garcia is a housing researcher at UC Berkeley. He says that's often why cities won't rezone malls for apartments. The California proposal chips away at cities' power to do that, but it doesn't address the stores themselves.
So like Macy's could have power to veto any redevelopment plans of a parking lot.
Anchor tenants often have long-term parking leases. They may give up some of that space for luxury condos, but maybe not low-income apartments. Sacramento developer David Mogavero says the economics of mall conversions are always tough, but the pandemic has knocked out some of his former competitors.
Office is dead in the water, too, so you're not going to see that.
Mogavero says mall conversions will mostly be in the suburbs, where everyone seems to be moving anyway. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.